man, I tell you, the clock is ticking. It is just a ticking. You know?
Did you have to run down the hall? Is that what that means?
That's exactly what it means. It's so Vader, are you all ready for the arrival of the Fat Man?
Well, I didn't know you were coming by, but I mean, you're welcome. And,
you know,
at any
point. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Did you get to spend some time with Joanne over the past weekend?
Joanne who?
You know, Joanne's Pretzels.
Oh. I ate them all.
You are a fat ass.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a no.
Little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Gosh. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. For Monday, the 16th of December, check your phone, 2024, check your phone, in the honorary year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaBatria Parton.
God.
I am your host, one of your hosts, the honorary one, if you will, Mr. Larry H. Bacon, spelled B-A-C-O-N, and joining me today... joining me today is the surprise one himself. Yo, it's the Big Fatty. Hi, Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm exhausted right now. The jalopy literally just pulled into the driveway, but...
And do we have the new jalopy sound effect?
We don't, because I was a little busy this week. But, y'all, it's been a week. So, Big Fatty, how about you? Y'all, will tell you what we're laughing about in a minute.
My goodness.
Why I'm an honorary bacon.
You know, the only thing that's missing is Big Fatty's head on top of that statue.
Oh, we can probably arrange that.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe you can, dear Gussie. Nobody knows what we're talking about over here. Just put that out of my pocket. Yeah. Y'all, it was a week. I have not seen Big Fatty, but y'all, I had to work most of the week. But y'all, an opportunity, well, it wasn't really an opportunity, but on y'all.
First of all, let me ask this question.
Okay.
And it'll probably give it away.
Oh.
Did you spend more than 15 minutes?
I was supposed to work all week, and then I'm off. I was supposed to work all this past week, and then that was it. I was done for the year.
Done.
But sometime week before last, Mrs. Bacon tip-a-tapped me. Y'all, and you know, she was in the Flo Rida visiting Middle Bacon.
Right.
And his new girlfriend. And
Who she is. She is excited. She is excited to have her as the...
As the up and coming bacon, if you will.
Right.
Yeah. Well, y'all, and she, Mrs. Bacon said, you know, I'm probably going to go to, we're going to go to the St. Augustine. And I said, oh, well, that's lovely. And it's beautiful. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know, it's not that far away from the villa. And she said, well, you should come. And I said, well, yeah, I'll think about it. Just let me know. And she said, well, I'll let you know by Friday. This is being last Friday. 10 days ago as we record this. And y'all, she didn't let me know. So I continued on with my plans as normal. And then on, I don't know, Monday or Tuesday, she said, we're definitely going to be there and you should come. And so, y'all, I rearranged my schedule and took Friday off. And I'll work one day this coming week. And, y'all, I got in the jalopy and on Friday about lunchtime. And, y'all, I went down to Jacksonville. And because, y'all, I couldn't understand it. The hotels there are near the premium outlets and whatnot there at St. Augustine. Y'all, the Holiday Inn Express was like $400 a night.
Oh, and my Lord.
I could not understand it. So I said, you know what? Like, the safe bet is an airport motel. And so, y'all, I stayed at the Crowne Plaza.
Excuse me.
And I am a fan of the Crowne Plaza product that IHG has. So it was lovely. And y'all, the best part about it was, and maybe more on this later, y'all, a brigade of soldiers was staying there for their 2-week training.
Wow.
And so while I wish I could say that there was inappropriate touching, I won't say that. But y'all, they were a hell of a lot of fun in the bar, so that was good. But y'all, on Saturday, I got up, and y'all, I got back in the jalopy and drove to St. Augustine. Now, in my mind, this was about 25 minutes away. Y'all, it was over an hour. But anyway, drove down to St. Augustine, and y'all, it was a beautiful drive, and got to the parking garage. There's only one, and if you've never been to St. Augustine, Florida, it is near Memory Lane. Which is, you know, Big Fatty is familiar with that.
Oh, yeah.
St. Augustine is the oldest city in the United States. And while I'm sure some could debate if it, you know, blah, blah, blah. Ponce de Leon, if you remember that from your European history, landed there, Fountain of Youth, blah, blah, blah. And there's like an old Spanish market that's the touristy thing. I knew all of this. But I had agreed to meet the Bacons in the parking garage. And y'all, we got there within a minute of each other, which is completely shocking because I was late and they were late because it took us all forever to get there. Y'all, the parking garage was $20 or $25? About fell over, but whatever. Parked. Y'all, it turns out that would have been the least expensive thing we did that day because, y'all, it was Disney World. It was amazing. Y'all, we had a blast. But y'all, I waited by the stairs, and y'all, here came a Bacon a-running. And so y'all, it was Mrs. Bacon and Smelly and Middle Bacon and Future Bacon. And y'all, I had never met Middle Bacon before. So I was...
Now, you met Miss Bacon, though.
Yeah, Miss Bacon, okay. And Smelly and Bacon Bits and okay. I spent a very long drinking day together.
So more than 15 minutes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
And so, you know, and they invited me to join them for their Bacon Day in St. Augustine. And y'all, when I tell you that we walked 20,000 steps... Y'all, we walked and we walked. Y'all, we saw all the things and we didn't see it all. And I had said to... I made two separate reservations for the motel because I was convinced that we would run out of things to do about lunchtime in the St. Augustine and they'd be ready to go and I would just go home, you know, instead of staying in Jacksonville.
Oh, no. Au contraire, Pierre.
Could not have been more wrong. Y'all, there was a winter light show. There was a concert by the Royal Navy Band or whatever. There were 1,000 things to do. We went to a spectacular museum. We probably spent 2 hours in there, saw some amazing stuff there. And y'all, we took some photos, and that's what I sent Big Fatty. Now, Big Fatty did not know that this was going to happen.
I got a photo over the weekend of... Of
feet.
Looking down at like four pairs of shoes.
Uh-huh.
And I went, what the hell is this? I thought Miss Sugarbaker had been visiting or something.
Yeah. But y'all, I have to say, the Bacons and I hope they enjoyed my company. And I'm, you know, it was a bit, I was a fifth wheel because Smelly and Miss Bacon, and then... and that's Kate. Y'all, we tried out Kate. We tried out Calf. They didn't resonate. So she became Kathy again. But y'all, Let me tell you about this. First of all, y'all, Miss Bacon completely dehydrated because she cannot drink the water in Florida. Cannot. She cannot do it. She thinks, and y'all, I will admit, it was very sulfury. But I also know that.
So it smelled like the
villa. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
After you've had some artichokes,
Brussels sprouts.
But y'all, we walked over. We started the day by meeting and greeting, and y'all, I got to meet Future Bacon, and y'all, she is going to be a good fit with the Bacons. Let me tell you.
So she's batshit crazy. Is that what you're saying?
And she will not take any shit off of anyone. And what good. Y'all don't know, what y'all don't know is. The Bacons are very, y'all, they're some of the nicest people you will ever meet.
Right.
But they are
good. Well, and you would know that if you spent more than 15 minutes.
Right. But they are straight up gangsta. Y'all, but the best part was, now, Miss Smelly and I know each other because we've spent time together. But y'all, the walls came down on this trip a little bit. So he started telling me stories about Mrs. Bacon. Uh-oh. And her minivan driving days.
Oh, Lord.
And y'all.
Down by the river?
Y'all, Mrs. Bacon would take that minivan off-roading because you couldn't shoot a deer from a moving vehicle. So they would drive it through the woods with the door open and stop. And then one of the Bacons would hop out and shoot the deer. And then they would throw it on top. And y'all, Mrs. Bacon was, she was the driver. She was the getaway driver. Of the minivan.
Is she being considered for head of Health and Human Services?
She is overqualified, I okay. heard. But either way, y'all, I'm not going to tell all the stories, but y'all, got to spend some time. I didn't know what to think of Middle Bacon because the only thing I knew about him was what his mama said. And that is not usually.
Now, is Middle Bacon the engineer?
No, that's Oldest Bacon.
That's
Bald Bacon. Bald Bacon is the engineer. We're not sure he exists yet because no one's ever met him.
Oh, okay.
But and they could not confirm that that he did or did
that
not
he exists.
Exist. Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Okay. But I've met Bacon Bits, who, yeah, she's very shy and quiet. And I've met and now Middle Bacon. Y'all, Middle Bacon. Y'all, he's a good match for Future Bacon too. Let me tell you. Y'all, he looks all put together and, like, you know, very clean cut. Very, very, you know, normal. Y'all, no. He is big fatty. And so, y'all, he's got a big fatty sense of humor. And if you let him talk for a minute, he will tell all the family secrets. Let me tell you. So, love
now, the question that everybody listening to this little show wants to know.
We did not. Oh. I did stay near the airport, but it was not LAX. No.
Oh, yeah. The gangs are bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did Big Fatty come up in the discussions?
Oh, everyone wants to know that, huh?
Everybody.
You know, I think in discussion, so they knew who I was, right? Obviously, Smelly and Miss Bacon knew. Middle Bacon knew who I was because, y'all, when we started the LFC, Middle Bacon was 10. So
I was going to say.
So, you know, he grew up with Vader and Fatty. Now, Future Bacon, y'all, I don't think she had any clue who I was. And,
since you'd never met her.
I don't think she knew who Mr. Vader was.
How would Middle Bacon describe who you are?
His mother's deranged, weird friend who threw a shot over his shoulder because he wouldn't do shots in the at 11 a.m. Probably. Yes. Yeah, because y'all, I was not going to do. We went to a distillery.
Is that on this trip?
Yes. And I said, I got to drive an hour back, and y'all got to drive too, but that's not my business because Mrs. Bacon doesn't drink, you know. But y'all, I have to tell you, I'm not going to give everyone a blow by blow over the whole day, but we had an amazing time. And I will say this, if you've never considered going to St. Augustine, Florida at Christmas, you should. There's something there for everybody. It is a winter wonderland, only it was 75 degrees. It was at perfect weather. Now, as soon as we got in our jalopies, y'all, the bottom fell out. And so, So, y'all, if we had stayed five more minutes, we would have been moist bacons. And, I was driving back to the freeway and I had to go a different way than they did because I was going north. So, it was about 20 miles back. Y'all couldn't see more than 10 feet in front of me most of those 20 miles. So, we definitely got out just in time. But, it was great. St. Augustine, absolutely amazing. And I do want to say this, and Mrs. Bacon is going to get annoyed by it, but seriously, Bacons, thank you for including a fat person on your final day in Florida, because y'all, they're home. They beat me home. They got upgraded and were able to jump flights. And so thank you for including me and letting me be part of the Bacon family for a day, because it was, y'all, they were so gracious. They would not let you pay for anything. I thought Miss Bacon was going to throw my charger plate into the ocean at one point when I was trying to pay for the ice cream that we were shoving in our faces.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask this question. Was there ranch dressing involved?
Y'all, Miss Bacon, I need your address. Yes. Y'all.
Have it.
Okay. I'm going to need it because I have something I need to send her. But y'all, our final stop. Well, we wanted ice cream, and so somehow we ended up at a restaurant. Of course, they didn't even serve dessert. But Future Bacon, y'all, she can eat. That young one can eat. Well, she's young compared to us. So she was eating a sandwich, and Miss Bacon ordered some onion rings for she and I to share. And whether she meant for us to share them or not, I don't know, but we did. And y'all... she said, "Does that come with the sauce?" And they said, "Oh, yes, it comes with a spicy remoulade sauce." And she was like, "I'm from the Midwest. Just bring the ranch." And y'all, they brought a whole gallon of ranch dressing, I think. And as soon as they heard I'm from the Midwest, and y'all, Miss Bacon emptied her half of it on three onion rings. Three.
Oh.
So, y'all, she loves ranch dressing.
She does love her ranch dressing.
But what she will do, y'all, she just orders. You know, she's a petite lady, and she just orders a couple of little snacky things. But y'all, it's in the Bacon family, and now I know because I made her eat grits because she's never had grits.
What?
None of them had. They didn't even know what grits were. But y'all,
wait a minute. Middle Bacon didn't know what grits were.
I know he didn't, and Future Bacon didn't. He was like, "They don't taste like anything." That was all he could say. And Mrs. Bacon was like, "It's just polenta. It's ground anyway." But y'all, Miss Bacon takes a little bit off everybody's plate. There's a Miss Bacon tax. So you order your food, and she's just gonna have a salad. And then as soon as the plate sat down, everyone passed them to her, so she could take a bite of everyone's dish.
Don't mess with Bacon.
It's true. See, y'all, it was a lovely weekend. It really was.
All right. The second question that everybody wants to know.
Uh-huh.
In the New Testament of the Book of Bacon,
yeah,
will there be a chapter on St. Augustine?
There very possibly will be. And y'all, okay. I'm going to say this. I would go back. In fact, you know, it is a bit of a drive. And I mean this as nice as I possibly can be about it, but Jacksonville, Florida is nowhere you want to vacation. There is nothing there. There used to be a bar there called the Boot Rack Saloon, but it closed over the summer. So they're really... the men's on the internet's there. Ooh, we signed right on out of those dating apps because I was like, I think not, sir. So it just, thank God, and y'all, thank God I was at the Crown Plaza, because y'all, the motel, it must have had 1,000 rooms. So the lobby bar was happening. It was an older hotel with one of those atrium style lobbies, and y'all, the food was expensive, but it was good, and the drinks were stupid expensive, but they were also delicious. So extra special Chris is trying to get to Orlando, but should have been there 20 minutes ago and is still in Dallas.
Okay, you just became Skypey.
Oh, poor Big Fatty. Either way. Yeah. So, all right. Well, so that was my weekend. Well, how was your week?
Well, I've been in Hatlanta.
Right.
And
the question on everyone's mind is, did your family ask about me?
Did my family ask about you?
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously the question on everyone's mind.
Well, they, no, actually, they didn't.
Oh, well.
And there was no ranch dressing on my excursion, so.
Well, I mean, in fairness, that, I, yeah. Y'all, Miss Bacon, onion rings from a new restaurant is adventurous for her.
That's, there you go.
That's adventurous eating. So, the grits that I had, y'all, she's going to write a book about that. So,
oh, probably. Did she like them?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, great. And yeah,
they were, I will say they were spicy. They had some sort of like tomato based.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was, I thought they were good. The bacon's, y'all, I knew at that point, y'all, I just ordered a beer with my 11 a.m. lunch because I was like, it's going to be a long one as far as up and about and moving and whatnot. But yeah, it was some sort of like chicken and grits instead of shrimp and grits. I was busy talking, so I didn't have time to look at the menu. So I just ordered something simple. I couldn't even eat it all so much, but yeah. They had the shrimp and all that, but yeah. So did you get all the Krema gifts while you were in the Hatlanta?
I did.
Oh,
so how about that?
Yeah. Did everyone see the new Earl Grey?
They did. And they were all very impressed with Earl Grey.
Y'all, Miss Bacon is convinced that the tessellator does not exist. She thought I had put it under a tarp in the parking garage.
Oh.
Because I was standing
by. So you did take your tarp.
Yeah, right, exactly. I was like, no, I parked one floor up because there were too many people on the floor, you know. I was like, so I just went up to the next level, and, you know, you get the good in parking space.
Oh, it's like parking by the electric tree.
It's exactly like it. You can't lose the car, and also there's a less of a chance. Well, there's only 50% of the chance that someone's going to slam their door into you.
Right.
The end. So,
so they did not have the complimentary charging.
No, the hotel did though. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did.
Well, that's good.
Although I did stuff to, y'all, I went to the Beaufort, South Carolina on my way home.
Oh, yeah. That's where Big Fatty's big scene in the Forrest Gump was filmed.
I went right through that area, and y'all, I was trying to go to, there's a cafe there. It's called Rain In Bagels. And y'all, it is some of the most delicious brunch food I've ever had. Could not park in Beaufort. Within like 6 square blocks. So y'all, I finally gave up and just left. So I took a very long detour, which is why I'm so late getting home. I took a very long detour for something I couldn't have. And then I just got mad and just kept driving. So, but anyway, yeah, yeah. But yeah, Miss Bacon did not, y'all, I thought we were going to, what the plan was to film the intro, the skit to the little show and the tessellator, but then, you know, we weren't allowed to be alone. So, probably for good reason. But yeah, y'all, and then her phone died because, you know, she just, too much. So, it's been a week. Now, y'all, there will be a show next weekend.
Okay.
As far as I know, assuming we're both available. I don't see why we wouldn't be.
Right.
And there should be a show the weekend after that. I don't see why there should not be any holiday interruption since it falls in the middle of the week this go round. Let me put it that way. So.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah. All right, y'all, we're running out of time and I've talked too much. Ooh. So let's do this.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, Big Fatty, it's that time. Time to play the game where you give me people born on this day, and I have to tell you, guess if they're dead or alive, and then educate all the listeners on why they might not know who they are. Also, we need to add Smelly's birthday to the marking calendar because it's 3 days.
Oh,
it's 3 days after mine. So,
you know, okay. So. Well, that's it's. Wait a minute. Let me just go over here right now. Mm-hmm. All right, 3 days after. So that would be
January 12th.
Right, Smelly.
Mm-hmm. Because I realized I knew his birthday was right around mine, but, you know,
okay.
It's not something I hear announced in the shower on that day. So, anyway, yeah, let's keep going.
All right. Well, you know, it is the holiday season.
How could I forget?
And so I thought our first one would be holiday related. Noel Coward.
Noel Coward. Y'all, I went to high school with her, so she's still alive as far as I know. But y'all, Noel Coward, you would probably know her. She was an actress, and she was in many things like that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer as a voice.
Yeah, and did you say dead or alive?
Alive.
Okay, Noel Coward, dead as a doornail. He was an English playwright and director. And had won a 1942 Academy Award.
How about that?
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, how about that? All right, let's go here. We've got the next one is, where is it? Leslie Stahl.
Ooh, Leslie Stahl. She is alive as far as I know. She was an evening news anchor.
Okay. Leslie Stahl is indeed alive, and she's a correspondent on 60 Minutes.
How about that?
So, there you go. All right, Stephen Bochco.
Stephen Bochco. Y'all, he's probably dead. He played Albert, the butler, in the Heart to Heart Mysteries.
Yeah, Stephen Bochco is dead as a doornail, and he was an American TV producer and co-creator of Hill Street Blues, L.A. Law, and NYPD Blue. All right, Patty Deutsch.
Oh, not Patty Bacon. Because I don't know if she's dead or alive. You just never
know. Oh, no, she's alive. I got an e-letter from her.
Patty Deutsch. Y'all, she is dead as a doornail. She was the former queen of Germany.
Yeah, Patty Deutsch, she is indeed dead as a doornail. She was an American actress and a panelist, rotating panelist on The Match Game. So, she, you know, she sat in that last seat, you know, where anyway. All right, do we have time for one more?
We can squeeze it in.
All right, well, we'll squeeze this one in. William Perry.
Oh, William Perry. Y'all, he is dead as a doornail. You know, he died from a drug overdose in that hot tub recently. He was on The Friends.
Oh, yeah, William Perry on the Friends. Yeah, William Perry is alive as he can be from Aiken, South Kakalaki. It may have helped if I had said William the Refrigerator Perry.
Oh, I would have guessed he was dead, actually, if you said William the Refrigerator Perry, yes.
And he was an NFL defensive lineman for the Chicago Bears.
Correct. Oh, I forgot he was from the Aikens. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, him that James Brown, I tell you. It was a...
I feel good.
Ooh, y'all.
All right, so you're off this week.
I got to work one day because I took a day off last week to go be a bacon. Ooh. So, yeah, but that's okay. I've got... I mean... So...
Okay, well, are you getting ready to stuff your stockings and get ready to go visit the hats?
Y'all, it looks like Christmas exploded in my living room. Everything came in Friday before I left.
Well, you know, speaking of things exploding.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You know.
Y'all, there was talk of acorn stairlifts this weekend.
Of course there was.
And Future Bacon wanted to know how I knew so much about them.
Just out of curiosity, do they come in a industrial strength size?
I think the answer is yes.
Okay, well, hello.
At least one did.
Right.